The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We talk a lot about antisocial problems on News Talk, and we spend a lot of time talking about safety in Dublin and how safe people feel. And I know it's one that I always get into a row with Shane Coleman about on News Talk Breakfast, because he says Dublin is safe, and my experience is normally a little bit different to that. But what's happening in other parts of the country, you know, because we talk about Dublin a lot. Well, one Fine Gael councillor in Cork says that there's been a rise in antisocial behaviour. Indeed, there are more and more, as he says, no-go areas because of it. Shane O'Callaghan, councillor for Fine Gael, is with us now. Shane, good morning.
Morning, Jonathan. How are you?
And I must say, a candidate in the upcoming general election, whenever that may be.
Yeah, in Cork South Central.
In Cork South Central.
Where to take over from Simon Coveney.
Good. Get the plug in. Where are the no-go areas?
Just various parts of the city centre. I mean, my colleague, Councillor Terry Shannon, would have mentioned Mary M's Bridge when the motion was being debated on Monday night. He said that people just, there was so much antisocial behaviour going on there that people just were just avoiding it. McCurtain Street is another example.
I walked down both of them this week and I didn't feel particularly unsafe.
Okay, well, I suppose it depends. I mean, Patrick Street is another area. I know around, like, I have an office in the city centre in Shear Street, so I'm there most days, and like I see it every day.
What are we talking about when we talk about antisocial behaviour?
Just, I suppose, you know, aggressive begging. You know, there could be people shouting and roaring at each other, getting into scuffles. Sometimes there's, you know, shoplifting, you know, theft, things like that. You know, just, I suppose, there's just this underlying element of menace a lot of the time, and people are beginning to stop coming to the city centre because they, and I'd say a lot of older people particularly, because they feel unsafe, and there is and it used to be like that. And look, Jonathan, just to be clear as well, like I don't want to be talking down Cork. Cork is a great city. It's a fantastic city. Some might even say it's the best city, and I'd be one of them. And it's full of great bars, restaurants and shops, and it's got a thriving Docklands. And
yeah,
it's
but
an
you're,
amazing
you're,
place
you're,
to
at the same time, you're telling me there's parts of it that people don't want to go into. So can't, that hurts me to say it, but maybe it's not all that great.
Well, it is. Look, it's great overall. It is fantastic, and I'd encourage people to come there. And it's a great place to visit, to live in and to work in. But at the same time, it's also important to recognise that in recent years, there has been an increase in crime and antisocial behaviour.
And what has caused that, Shane? Why has this happened in the last few years? Because to be quite honest, if I'm looking at this from a clinical point of view, same issues happened 20 years ago, 15 years ago. You heard of fellas walking down the street who were randomly attacked. You were going to have the drunks hanging around. You were going to have people who didn't have a roof over their heads or who were taking drugs. They were always there. So, I mean, are you using this now because you're running for election?
Absolutely not. And if you talk to any business owner in the city centre or any shop or anyone who actually, like myself, who just is in, you know, working or, you know, going out for lunch or whatever in the city centre, they'll tell you exactly what I'm telling you.
Yeah,
and I wasn't the only one saying it. I mean, Terry Shannon, you know, as I mentioned already,
who was a Fianna Fáil councillor, not just
Fine Gael. Like, and he's not running for any general election, and he's talking about it. A lot of, like, the debate went on for about an hour, and the consensus was that there is issues there that need to be tackled. We didn't all agree on how they should be tackled, but I'm for a kind of a tougher approach than, and Fine Gael are for a tougher approach than a lot of the other parties.
Okay. Well, this is the discussion that they've had. I mean, you're kind of at odds with what the Taoiseach was saying about Dublin, and the minister was saying about Dublin, because she's consistent in saying Dublin was safe. Have you had a conversation with Helen McEntee, and does she agree that the streets of Cork are safe or not?
I actually did. I was at the Fine Gael Think in there yesterday and the day before, and I did raise the issue with Helen McEntee.
And what did she say?
And she said that she's going to look into it, and she's aware there is issues, and that she's going to follow up on it. And look, she's been very proactive in a lot of areas. So I've no doubt that she will follow up on it. And look,
can I just ask you, because I know the answer to this? How many new guards did Cork City Division get in the last 12 months?
I think about six or something like
even,
that.
I don't even think it was that much. I think it was three. And that's the watch of your government.
But I suppose the crucial point, Jonathan, is that Helen McEntee managed to secure 25% in extra funding for the Department of Justice in the last budget. With a particular emphasis on Garda recruitment.
And all of them are going to go to Dublin because Dublin has more problems than Cork has. So you're going to have to go back to the people afterwards and work out where those guards went.
I don't know that. But
I'm just going on what's happened previously, Shane, to be fair.
Well, so Dublin got a lot in the last allocation, but Cork should probably get more in the next allocation. But the crucial point is there's 25% extra funding for Garda recruitment. But obviously it takes a while to go through the system. But I know it is something that Helen McAtee is being very proactive on. And it's not just more Gardaí on the streets is obviously the most important part of any solution. It's the crucial part. But there are other measures that need to be introduced as well. For instance, a major part of the problem is a lot of people concerned are homeless and only have access to homeless accommodation at night and have nowhere to go during the day. But thankfully, the Minister for Public Health, Colm Burke, who's based in Cork, has been very proactive on this issue. And he's recently secured 200,000 euro from the department, from his department. For Cork City Council.
As Roy Keane might say, sure, that's his job and he's supposed to be doing that. It's not the homeless issue on its own, Shane. And to be fair, and I'm not wishing to kind of defend your point for you, there was an exceptionally distasteful incident that was reported last week of two Indian residents of Cork who were attacked by an individual who put a rope around their neck. Now, I'm not sure whether the Gardaí have had any success in identifying and arresting that individual or not, but that to me is infinitely more terrifying than a couple of homeless people begging on the streets. And I wonder, you know, are we not paying as much attention to that because those people weren't Irish citizens or weren't white than we are maybe one or two elderly people feeling a bit discommoded and uncomfortable?
Well, no, to be fair, Jonathan, that got loads of coverage at the Cork media anyway. And it was a horrific incident. And which is why, and as I mentioned that, you know, my Fine Gael and colleagues in Cork City Council would agree with me, but some of the other councillors don't. I think, you know, in terms of, you know, that obviously increased funding in homeless accommodation, addiction service, etc. needs to be part of the solution. But it also needs to be made clear to the people concerned that what the sort of behaviour that is going on in Cork City Centre and other parts of Cork will no longer be tolerated, and that there will be consequences for this sort of behaviour, and which is why part of my motion, which was voted down actually because every party on the council except for Fine Gael were against it, was to look at increasing sentences and the maximum sentences for even things like threatening, abusive or insulting behaviour in a public place. The maximum sentence for that at the moment is 3 months, which in reality, you know, at a guilty plea, It's no time.
Well, I hate to break it, your Cork prison is full, and if you did decide to give them more sentences, you'd know where to put them. We've mixed. Mixed messaging.
Increased sentences, or sorry, increased prison places, should be part of a solution as well.
Well, yeah, but you can't build them overnight. With due respect,
you can't build them overnight. And like, I'm not saying any of this is going to happen overnight. This is all going to take time.
Okay.
Another measure which I think is a very good one, which has been suggested, would involve the establishment by the Cork City Council of a kind of a city watch unit, which would involve City Council employing
the Guardian Angels kind of thing, the fellas with the red hats who used to be on the metro in New York.
Well, I'm not familiar with what you're talking about there, but basically it'd be guys, you know, like, you know, you have traffic wardens going around. If you're parked, you know, without having paid your disc parking or whatever, then you get a ticket. But these wardens will go around, and if they see antisocial behaviour happening or someone engaging, you know, in a threatening manner, they'd approach them. They'd ask for them to desist. And then if they refuse to do so, they'd have a direct line to Anglesey Street Garda Station and the guards.
OK, we'll call them the Down With This Sort Of Thing Brigade, if they could be mustered.
Well, I mean, City Council doesn't have policing power.
No, they don't, 100%. I just wonder who'd want to sign up for that. But lots of people are getting in contact with the programme. And Shane, some of them are agreeing with you, so I wanted to give you those messages. It is scary in some parts. It's changing. North Main Street this morning, I was running in to get a haircut, past three or four off their minds on drugs. There's a lot more homeless and drug users on the street. The councillor is right, says another texter. They were at the Opera House recently, walking back to the car, were terrified. It was after 10 o'clock, and begging is a big problem for Cork. But Dan says, what planet is Shane living on? Yes, Cork is not perfect, but it's not what he's saying. He's flying a kite for the election. What is the next step, Shane O'Callaghan? I mean,
well, again,
you talked about a few things.
Again, I'm not the only one talking about this. If you ask any Cork City councillor or any business owner in Cork City Centre, they would agree that with me, that Cork is a fantastic city, But there's no point in just pretending there isn't an issue either and burying your head in the sand. There is a problem.
All right. Look, we'll leave it.
And you have to recognise there's a problem before you get a solution to the problem.
Shane O'Callaghan, Fine Gael councillor for Cork, also running in Cork South Central in the upcoming general election, wherever that may be. Thanks for joining us, Shane. You know, this is not just a Dublin problem, a Cork problem. It's happening all around the country right now. And we want to hear your experiences of antisocial behaviour where you are. If it's a small rural town or a city, has it gotten worse and what can be done about it? 53106 for a cost of 30 cent, 087 1400 106. Britain is banning junk food ads before 9 o'clock. We're going to talk about
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.